I did see, speaking of the heat, and to change subjects immediately for my own safety. Printed not in gray, but black and white in the Fort Worth Star Telegram. They ran one of those articles about what you should set your thermostat at.
Uh-huh.
78 degrees, anybody?
What?
Yeah, 78 in the house. But that's what you should set it at for optimal temperature and for your energy bill.
Do you think that anyone at the Star Telegram...
That had to be written by AI. There's no way a human wrote that with a straight face actually...
Either that or like a subcontractor.
Big thanks. I happen to know from those doc show that we actually have a lot of the staff that's left at Star Telegram that listen to the show.
Oh, so thank you. Hey, guys.
Yeah, so let's go make fun of Dallas as we start off some Texas topics.
Texas is my home.
And get you up to date on the state of our state and be glad that we don't live in Delaware. So yesterday in Dallas, the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge, it's that big bridge there on the west side of downtown Dallas that has the big white arches on it. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, from living there at a point on the Dallas side, you only find yourself on that bridge if you've missed your turn and exit and you have no idea where the heck you're going and then are. And then all of a sudden you're like... Oh,
so, yeah,
this part of Dallas.
I think I went over that on the way to the nature preserve.
Fifth
grade.
Nobody intends to go on it.
No.
But those that do use it probably use it most during, surprise, rush hour.
Aw, everybody together.
And there was a bit of a problem yesterday as around 3 p.m., shutting it down to film a music video.
Hey, this is Shaboozy.
Shaboozy was out there. And he wasn't alone. So it's a music video shoot featuring Shaboozy and rapper Big X the Plug.
Shaboozy. Do you like the Big X the Plug?
I celebrate his whole musical catalog. I really own it. I own it all on vinyl, too. So they're filming, appropriately, the music video for Shaboozy's song Highway. So no word on that, but it tied everything up, including the offshoots, and then I-30 nearby, and downtown Dallas, and 35 coming down, because scheduling it at 3 p.m. on a weekday is the time to do that sort of thing.
I mean, you'd at least think that he could put on an orange vest and help the construction.
Shaboozy.
Come on, Shaboozy, right there. Well, on this side, we don't do such silly things because we play. That
ain't. Cause it ain't my Shaboozy.
I never thought we'd play that again, but I'm really proud that we did.
I love it.
Magical morning.
So anyone head into Austin this summer? You want to go around town without the hassle of parking? Well, grab a taxi and you will not even need to speak with the driver. It's because there is not going to be one in the brand new Tesla Model Ys. Roaming around the capital city, they have no steering wheels, no gas pedals, or even brakes.
That's weird.
Personally designed by one Elon Musk.
Mm.
He claims they're 10 times safer than a human doing the driving. They'll be available next year for a budget-friendly $30,000.
Oh, you can buy one of these?
Yeah, next year. I know.
Well, we got to do something with these Teslas that nobody's buying anymore.
I know. We're going to do something.
Just rip the steering wheel off and we'll sell it that way.
Elon Musk.
Also, weird stuff seen on the highway. Shopping carts. There's a vehicle going around North Texas that is, it looks like it's a shopping cart. It's a giant shopping cart with a motor. And how that's street legal, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I will buy that one for sure. And then I think I've seen this guy too. We got another viral video down in the stockyards of the pony sticking his head out of the back of the truck passenger window. And people are mystified by this as a pony driving around the Fort Worth stockyards. In a truck, no less. Not a trailer. He's in the truck.
Okay, I mean, he's with his people and his ponies.
Is he a self-driving pony? I'd trust that a little more, too.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So do you own a Chevy Silverado?
Oh, no.
Congratulations. You are the proud owner of the most stolen vehicle in the great state of Texas.
Yay!
Silverado nabbing the honor for the second year in a row, followed by the GMC Sierra, the Hyundai Elantra, the Ford F-150, and Ford F-250 rounding out the top five nationwide. Now, the Elantra and Sonata are number one. Two Kias in the running for the top 10 as well. That's all thanks to those TikTok videos that show how to rip off Kias and Hyundais with just a screwdriver. Again, the internet is not winning, not even a little.
The Well, especially if you have a pony in your Silverado. Great pony right there. You know the most popular color of Silverados.
What?
I'm not saying it because
stop it.
What do Texans actually tip? Tipping culture got dumb lately, and the average tipper in Texas, we're talking like a sit-down restaurant thing, not like you go up there and you've picked up your food or something like that,
or
you've done most of the work outside of cooking it. 18.7%. That is not the best. Delaware comes in, the best state of tipping. Nearly 20% on everything.
So we only tip 8.7%?
18.7%. Yeah. The worst state for tipping across the country, California.
Really?
Yeah. They come in at a lowly 16%.
So, but don't they have a lot of those fees attached? Like the health insurance fees and the living wage fees. So I can see people saying it.
You know, I didn't tip the person I got this information from, so they didn't really tell me much more than that.
I know.
No free ponies either.
Mm-mm. So where can you find your friendly neighborhood psychopath? It's a question on everyone's mind, and they may be right next door. A new study by the University of Copenhagen did a big study on this over 20 years, as a matter of fact, finding out the personality traits of narcissists as well as psychopaths. And the Lone Star State, one of four where we are most likely to be found. Nevada, South Dakota, New York as well. Urban areas like Los Angeles and New York City, they also have higher levels of dark traits, while rural areas like Vermont, Utah, perhaps Delaware, show lower probabilities of being completely psycho. There's that.
So us, New York, Nevada, and South Dakota?
Yes.
Most common places to find psychopaths.
Right.
How'd South Dakota get in there? That doesn't make sense.
But we are like one of the most likely to survive a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
So there's hope.
I suppose those people that put their thermostats at 78 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I mean,
right
I can
there.
See why.
Well, we just got rid of one of those for about 6 years. And then finally, a global tech company is eyeing Fort Worth for a big sprawling. This will be around the Alliance, Texas Motor Speedway area.
Uh-huh.
AI facility.
Oh, no.
Wistron Corporation. They're based in Taiwan. They're considering two big old support facilities, supercomputer manufacturing, far north Fort Worth. This would almost 900 jobs this could possibly give you. An average minimum salary, they say, is averaging around $63,000. So they'll have these things built if the bidding war goes Fort Worth's way by 2026. So nearly 900 jobs possible with this until the AI that those employees created will then replace them. That's fine.
Waking up the Westoplex. It's KB and Heather Lee.